This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism at MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 759, entitled, Why is masculism not spreading faster? What's holding it back? Description. I use GPT-5.5 to ask why masculine ideas are not spreading faster. It gave 10 reasons why, which are presented here, along with my comments on each reason. Why is masculism not spreading faster? What is holding it back? By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Recently, I started paying OpenAI, the US artificial intelligence company, Australian $30 a month, for GPT-5.5, which I usually refer to simply as Jeep. So I'll use expressions like, I'll Jeep it, meaning to consult GPT with a question whose answer I want, or I'll say to my girlfriend, just Jeep it. I use Jeep mostly for my mathematics. Jeep is particularly powerful in advanced researcher-level mathematics. It has reached genius level and has infinite patience, teaching me, for example, on a line-by-line basis, how a particular theorem in a particular text is derived. This is a wonderful resource for me, so I use it heavily, daily. I feel I have an intellectual companion who/which accelerates my learning of very difficult mathematics and physics considerably. Sometimes I use Jeep for masculist questions. For example, recently, April 2026, I asked Jeep the following question and got a long answer, which I thought was interesting enough to reproduce it here. The long reply is mixed with my comments, which start with the term comment in capital letters. A comment occurs at the end of each point made by Jeep. There were 10 points. Here is the question I pose to Jeep. That's GPT-5.5. Quote, why are masculist ideas not spreading as quickly as masculists hope for? Why are men not getting angrier faster than is happening? Krishna. Jeep then thought for a couple of seconds and replied, dash, quote, masculist ideas are not spreading as quickly as committed masculists hope, because grievance is in emphasis. Grievance alone is not enough to build a mass movement. A movement needs language, legitimacy, institutions, symbols, leaders, success stories, and a public moral frame that ordinary people can repeat without feeling ashamed or socially punished. Here are the main reasons. 1. Most men do not think politically as men. Many men experience problems that masculists would call gendered injustices, family court disadvantage, false accusations, paternity fraud, workplace disposability, suicide, homelessness, dangerous jobs, lack of sympathy for male suffering. But most men do not interpret these as part of a systematic anti-male structure. They interpret them as, these are one quotes, my ex is unfair, the court is unfair, my boss is exploiting me, life is hard, I should toughen up. So the anger stays private not ideological. Feminism succeeded partly because it taught women to reinterpret private pain as political pain. In quotes, the personal is political. Masculism has not yet achieved that mass reframing for men. Comment. So that's me now. Men do have their own gender political ideology called masculism, but it is not yet widely spread enough to have a major impact. Maskers see many of men's gender issues as structural. Maskers see that the fipping of women, in brackets FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, close brackets, the creation of a FIP society, as the solution to many of men's gender issues. With all women FIPs, women's manslavery would disappear. Women's divorce rape would be removed. The divorce courts should be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that one father in four does not get financially butchered in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court system, as happens today. 2. Male socialization suppresses complaint. A core masculine norm is don't whine, don't look weak, solve it yourself. That makes men less likely to say, I am a victim of gender injustice. Even when men are angry, they often convert that anger into withdrawal, cynicism, work, alcohol, science, or online grumbling rather than organized politics. So paradoxically, the very masculine stoicism that masculism often defends can also block masculist mobilization. Comment. Marx has pushed the idea that had one's masculine consciousness raised, one needs to get angry, to lash out at social groups who oppress men, particularly against the two main female groups who masculists see as their worst enemies, that is, fluffies, in brackets, that is, traditional women, who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets, whom masculists despise as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, dash, and against the second group, that is, monoconscious feminists, whom masculists see as hypocrites and genociders. Masculists see that women oppress men far worse, with women's awful, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. So when monoconscious, in brackets, equals, knowing only one gender politics, that is feminist, close brackets, feminists trash men publicly, masculists see them as hypocrites. Feminists have so poisoned the minds of young women with monoconsciousness that they have made young women undateable for two-thirds of young men, who don't give young women their sperm, thus wiping out whole populations. Hence, monoconscious feminists are seen by masculists as genociders. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies and monoconscious feminists and punish them so severely that they effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually for their awful gender crimes against men. 3. Men are less group conscious than women on gender issues. Women are often socially encouraged to identify with women as a class. Men are often encouraged to compete with other men, not unite with them. A man may think, these in quotes, other men are my rivals, not other men are my political brothers. This weakens collective action. Men do not automatically see another man's divorce, suicide, custody loss, or public humiliation as an injury to all men. Comment. Masculists are out to change this by preaching masculist ideas to men so that men become politically active as masculists to get the gender laws made men fair. For example, the legislation of the para, that's paternity rejection right. that will give men the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have with their MARA, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. And the legislation of the OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime against men of paternity fraud, in brackets, where a woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. Close brackets. 4. Masculinism has a branding problem. The word masculinism is easily confused with, and there are a whole lot of bulleted topics, masculinism, misogyny, the manosphere, pickup culture, Andrew Tate-style bravado, anti-feminist rage, traditionalist patriarchy. Even if a masculinist wants to present the movement as male liberation from female and institutional abuses, outsiders often hear, in quotes, men want to dominate women again. That reputational barrier slows recruitment. Many moderate men who might agree with 60% of the agenda do not want to be publicly associated with the label. Comment. Masculists are not abolitionists. Sorry. Masculists are not masculinists. Masculinists are out to restore traditional masculine values, return to traditional gender roles. Masculists are out to transform society, to create a FIP society, a bi-conscious society, where people are as aware of masculist ideas as feminist ideas. Masculists are very misogynist against gender criminal women, that is towards their two main enemies of fluffies and monoconscious feminists, towards whom masculists feel only hatred. For masculists, the manosphere is the generic label of men on the internet who talk about men's issues, about men's lib. Masculists have a contempt for the hypocrisy of people, especially monoconscious feminists, who feel that it is taboo for men to criticize women, when it's fine for women, for feminists, to criticize men. 5. Feminism has institutional capture. Masculinism does not. Feminist ideas have had decades to enter universities, journalism, HR departments, NGOs, schools, government policy, publishing, therapy culture, entertainment, and corporate diversity language. Masculinism has not built equivalent institutions. Without institutions, ideas remain scattered. They appear as individual YouTube channels, blogs, comments, and podcasts, but not as a coherent cultural machine. Movements spread faster when institutions repeat their vocabulary daily. Comment. Feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for 6 decades. Second wave feminism started up with consciousness-raising circles at universities in the 1960s, then spread into politics in the 1970s, getting laws made that were fairer to women. Masculists aim to do something similar for men. Men are still in their first consciousness-raising stage, that is, becoming aware of what the problems are for men. Masculists are now pushing for the establishment of the second stage, that is, the politicization of men's issues, for the establishment of GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is not the case today. In today's gynocentric society, gender politically speaking. This is the end of part 1.